Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Tuesday, May 4th, 2010. And the we is Brooksine and Stephen Weber. And we are here together in front of our home computer and staring at a cardinal
and
staring back at us.
And listening to it as well.
Well, that's right. We have all kinds of bird sounds. Well, Brooksine is with me today. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and our goal each weekday morning in preparing and sharing these messages is a dose of encouragement and biblical teaching. Today's message is titled, Be Prepared. And we have two scripture texts, one from an obscure minor prophet from the Old Testament, and the second a statement by the Apostle Paul. Amos 4 verse 12 and Romans 14 verse 10.
Prepare to meet thy God. For we will all stand before God's judgment seat.
I was in the Boy Scouts for many years, and to this day value the training and discipline I received. The Boy Scout motto is a simple two-word phrase, be prepared. Baden Powell, the founder of Scouting, was once asked, be prepared for what? He didn't think hard and long for a profound response, but simply replied, well, for any old thing. His response was based on good old-fashioned common sense that seems in short supply these days. But we'd like to take his reply a step further as it applies to the Christian faith. What should every person be prepared for? Well, as you might expect, I believe the most important preparation we must give serious thought to is the coming judgment.
Well, the notion of this coming judgment is scoffed at by most in our enlightened world. I wonder what the typical person who is inundated by a worldly perspective thinks when he sees a large sign on a barn or on a sign along the road proclaiming, prepare to meet thy God. We see these signs all the time here in rural Pennsylvania, and it's a blessing each time we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, ridicule they may, but God's word clearly teaches a future judgment that will involve every person who has ever lived. It will not matter whether one believed in God or in the final judgment during their lifetime. All will stand before God's judgment seat and give an account.
Even in the church, there's a tendency to downplay the judgment as we primarily focus on God's love, His mercy, and forgiveness. Of course, these wonderful truths need to be emphasized, and they are. However, God's holy word plainly tells us there will be a final accounting, a great judgment. Millions confess this regularly when they say the Apostles' Creed, and I quote, He shall judge the living and the dead.
But we direct our word of encouragement today to the faithful people of God, to those redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, to those who have accepted Jesus as their personal Savior, and now seek daily to please Him, to those who are sinners saved by grace. Because Christ died in our place, we can face this judgment with peace and confidence, with deep, abiding assurance. Our standing is not based upon what we have done, for that would lead to vanity and pride, a works-based righteousness which is not pleasing to God. Rather, it is based on what Christ has done on our behalf. We use two scripture verses here. First Peter 3 verse 18 states, For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous to bring you to God. And Romans 5 verse 8, But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Our preparation for the judgment fundamentally involves turning to God in faith. We've provided a prayer that expresses that kind of faith. If you haven't done so already, we certainly urge you to pray this prayer from your heart today. And if you have done so already, we encourage you to again express to God this basic expression in reaffirming our faith.
And here is that prayer. Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner. I believe that you came to this earth and died on the cross as a substitute for me. I place my faith in you and what you have done for me. I receive you into my life today and ask you to forgive me of my sins. I choose this day to follow you and walk in your ways according to the Bible. Thank you for seeing my need and hearing my prayer of salvation. Amen.
And let me share a prayer today for all of our readers. And I know many of you pray right along with me, and that is certainly always the intent. So let's pray. Father, as we see the day approaching, help us to be fully prepared for the day when we will stand and give account for the choices we make in this life. We know that preparation begins the day we commit our lives to you, but many other choices will confront our faith along life's pathway. May our faith in Christ stand the test of time, and our devotion to you be evident in this life, so that we will be able to rejoice in your words of personal commendation. Well done, good and faithful servant. Amen.
Amen. That's the words that I want to hear. Well, it's a pleasure to share the word of the Lord with you today, and a topic that we feel needs to be periodically stressed in the day that so many do ignore this coming judgment. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, May 4th, 2010. We do have a beautiful photo on our site today that is taken by our friend Doris High of a cardinal. It's staring right back out. That's our main photo. Well, I stepped out today also and took a photo of the green grass in front of our home that I mowed last night, preparation for my brother's visit today. And I like green grass, especially right after it's cut and before all those dandelions pop up again. We do have some music today that we suggest related to our message. Come to Jesus. One called Come Just As You Are. One called Cry Out to Jesus. And then a nice version of the great hymn, Just As I Am. Well, thank you for joining us today and listening to us as we share together. Be blessed this day and stand true and faithful for the Lord.